Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the CCTV business meeting and presentation. This is Sheila Young, and I want to welcome everybody to this session. It should be a very informative and exciting session. We want to thank Monica Swopa, who is our host on Zoom, our ACB host. Thank you, Monica. And Rick, who is our streamer. So thank you, Rick. And of course, you'll be hearing that throughout the entire convention, because without them, we wouldn't be here. I am going to turn this over to the president of CCTV, Pat Lepofsky.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. My name is Patricia Lepofsky. As Ms. Young just said, I am currently the president of the Coalition and Concerns of the Totally Blind, CCTV. For those who may not know, we are coming to you guys from our state convention located in Jacksonville, Florida, at the beautiful South Bank Hotel. So I want to welcome everybody locally on Zoom and also out there in ACB land. Welcome, welcome, everyone. We have a pretty good program for you today, I believe. We are going to talk about travel. I know there's a lot of people that like to travel, pardon me, whether it be plane or go on cruises or a train trip or whatever. I know I like to travel too. So at this point, I am going to introduce Katie White from Magical Moments Travel, I believe, if I have that right, Katie.
And Magical Moments Vacations.
She's going to talk to us about all kinds of travel, fun places to go, and fun things to do when we get there. So, Katie, I'm going to turn it over to you, but what I'd like you to do is give us some information, a little bit about you and how you got to where you are today, and then you can get into the fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys again for having me. I'm excited to be here. My name is Katie. I am first and foremost a mom to two young kiddos. My son is 6 and my daughter is 4. We homeschool our kids, which is a lot of fun, and I love getting to see them learn and grow. Up until about 4 years ago, I was in kind of the corporate 9-to-5 sort of grind. I've always had experience working with individuals with disabilities of all different sorts. That's where all of my professional experience has been, but I've always loved planning travel for people. And both of my parents are blind, and then my husband is blind as well. So I have grown up in that community. I grew up being a guide to the blind, literally. So when it was kind of time for me to take a step back from that corporate 9-to-5 and be more present at home, because, you know, we knew we wanted to homeschool, and I needed to be home more and not be working those crazy long weeks. My husband said, you know, you've always loved to plan travel. It's something you've always been interested in and passionate about. Why don't you take the leap and be a travel agent? And I was really scared at first, but as soon as I started doing it, I knew that there was a big gap for travel planning if you have a disability. I knew that there was a missing piece there, because we've experienced it in our own life, and I'm so glad that I'm able to help bridge that gap and to fill that piece. I find it extremely rewarding and fulfilling, and I absolutely love what I do. Just a little bit more about me personally, as I also really enjoy doing puzzles and listening to podcasts. I go through podcasts like nobody's business. So if anybody ever has podcast recommendations, please send them along. Always interested in some podcasts. All right. So now that you guys know a little bit more about me, I wanted to talk about some benefits of vacation planning and some budgeting tips for you. So there are multiple different benefits of taking a vacation. Studies have shown that it improves your physical health. When you go on a vacation, it decreases your stress and your cortisol levels, which helps to lower your blood pressure and helps to reduce your risk of heart disease when you have lower blood pressure. So If you have any mental health struggles or anything like that, again, reducing that stress and those cortisol levels, it helps improve that as well. So there are some true like physical benefits of vacations, not just going to have fun. It also can increase your mental motivation as well. When you have a goal to work towards and an end in sight, that helps to increase your productivity at work and to help make sure that you aren't kind of falling into that rut. Having that thing to look forward to and that end goal can be a really big game changer to a lot of people. Going on a vacation also helps to bond your family and to create those relationships and to make special moments and memories that you would never have any other time. You're being able to be fully present and unplugged. I don't know about you, but when I stay home, even on like a quote unquote staycation where I don't have to work, but I'm still at home, there's so many to-dos that you have to do and things that you have to get to and experience and those sorts of things. You have to go grocery shopping. You know, you have to make the bed, you have to run the laundry. So even though you're not working at home, you're not able to be fully kind of unplugged and really present. When you go on a vacation and a trip with your family, you are able to do that. And you'll have experiences that you never would have been able to have previously. And a really great example of that is when my son was about 3 years old, we went on a cruise with my parents. And one of the days, my parents took him off of the ship. They went to one of the private islands and they took him off the ship. Well, we stayed on the ship. And while we were on the ship, he was on the island and he had gotten a container of French fries, and a pelican had come down and landed on his knee and took a French fry out of his cup and then flew off. And he just thought that was the coolest thing. He is six now and he still talks about that. So those are like very special core memories that he never could have had any other way. So it's an awesome thing to go on a trip with your loved ones and with your family. Another benefit of vacations is decreased burnout. You get that mental break and you're able to be more creative. It's been shown through different studies that going on a trip and kind of expanding your knowledge of the world and expanding your experiences helps you to be more creative and see the world in different ways. So it can definitely help with decreasing that mental burnout that you can have just from that daily grind of the same thing over and over again. And finally, the last benefit of vacation I wanted to touch on was giving you a hard reset. Because you are able to fully unplug and kind of take a break from your daily demands, you do get to have that hard reset and that check-in with yourself and be able to come back really rejuvenated and ready to take on the day. Now, when we're thinking of vacation planning can be as simple as deciding where to go or as in-depth as making an itinerary for every single step and hour of your day. It is a very vital step, knowing kind of where you plan to at least sleep during any night of your trip, even if you're just planning to like backpack through Europe, having an idea of where you want to get to each day so that you know where you're laying your head is still a vital plan. If you're talking something like a Disney trip, planning is absolutely essential because there are so many little moving pieces and parts to think about. And even though it's a vital step, it does not have to be overwhelming. Using an agent is one of the ways that can make it very easy for you to plan. I've had clients before that have waited until just a few weeks before they wanted to travel because they thought they were going to get the very best deal. And they thought that the rates were going to be the lowest. And pre-pandemic, there was some truth to that. Post-pandemic, not so much. The travel industry has kind of changed how it has started working. So they waited till a couple of weeks before travel and everything was booked up. They had the time off. They already had their flights to where they were planning to go. And there wasn't space for them to stay. Planning is absolutely essential. And the farther out you plan, the more options that you have available to you. Especially if you have any sort of accommodation, like if you need an ADA room or something like that, you absolutely have to plan early. Planning early is vital. Planning with an agent allows you access to all of their knowledge and their boots on the ground experience that they're able to bring to the table. And they'll be able to help you kind of make some decisions that you may be a little bit lost on, depending on what you're planning to do and where you're planning to go. And the agent that you work with can help guide you and give you recommendations for what may be a better resort for this aspect. Like if you're a big foodie, going to this resort over Resort B, Resort A is going to have your better food options. So this may be a better fit for you. Those sorts of items are things that agents are able to help you with when you're looking at the planning process. Another thing that I wanted to touch on today was budgets. So budgeting is a huge aspect of going on a vacation. Arguably, it's one of the most important aspects. You know, we're not all made of money. We have to think about using our funds wisely and how are we going to be able to have the experiences we want to have on the budget that we have. First, it's important to remember that traveling can be a lot more affordable than you think. Trying to save a little bit every month makes a huge difference. Even if it's just $15 that you have deducted from your bank account and goes into a savings account that you specifically use for travel, any little bit that you're able to save every month adds up and makes a big difference over time. Additionally, travel suppliers are booking farther out than ever, especially after the pandemic. So that's where that planning piece again comes in. I know that I've said it several times, but planning early makes a huge difference. Not only are you locking in the lowest rates that are going to be available, and if they drop using a travel agent, you are able to reprice and get those new rates. So if it does get cheaper, which typically it doesn't, you can still get that lower rate later on. But it gives you time also to make payments. If you are on a strict budget and you need to make $25 payments once a month, if you're booking 2 to 3 years out in advance, you're able to do that. And you're able to make those smaller payments to make the big dream come true over time. There's other ways to try to stretch your funds as well. There are some places like Sam's Club, I believe BJ's Wholesale does it as well, and Costco. They'll have gift cards that will go on sale. So you may be able to get, for example, like if you're going on a Royal Caribbean cruise, you may be able to get a Royal Caribbean $500 gift card and only pay $475 for it at one of those club places. So yes, that's only a $25 difference, but when you're talking about a $3,000 cruise, every $25 that you're saving adds up and makes a big difference. So thinking about different ways to pay for the trips can make a big difference as well. I have clients that use a program where they are able to use gift certificates. They purchase gift certificates through the program. And then the program allows them to, every gift certificate they get a certain amount back. Like it's 3% cash back, I believe, for their gift certificates for their cruise line. So then not only are they using the certificates, though, they are able to slowly make payments because they come in as small of increments as like $25, but they're also getting 3% cash back from that. So there's ways to make your budget stretch. Absolutely, there are for your trip. Planning ahead of time is where you're able to do it the best, for sure. Most suppliers also offer payment plans, which helps out a lot as well. There are certain areas where you do have to pay for the entirety upfront, such as a lot of times with airfare, you know, when you book a flight, you pay for your entire flight upfront. But a lot of different portions of a trip, you are able to do that payment plan. When budgeting, I always recommend that clients leave $300 of just in case money. So whatever your top budget you think that you could afford is, you know, actually aim about $300 lower than that so that you have a $300 cushion because you just never know what may come up. You may find the absolute perfect thing that you just have to have. Maybe you are on a cruise and you spill red wine on your white dress and it has to get dry cleaned on the cruise. Dry cleaning is not cheap. So having that extra money just in case you need it is extremely helpful. So I always recommend you build a little bit extra into your budget. Whatever your top is, your cap is, drop it $300 so you have a little bit of cushion there. So now that I've kind of talked about the benefits of vacation planning and touching on budget, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about what exactly a travel agent does, because there is a lot of confusion in the travel world, I think, about what an agent does and how they can help out. So agents can help you identify where and when you want to go. If you let us know kind of what it is that you're looking to get out of a trip, we can give you ideas of the best time to do those things. For example, if you're someone who really, you want to see the Northern Lights when you go to Alaska, you want to go on an Alaskan cruise, Northern Lights is your must do, highest important thing. Well, that's going to change what time of year you want to go. You're going to want to go in September or October, not the May sailings. The May sailings are when you're going to see the most whales. So if you want a whale watch, that's the time of year to go. So things like that, travel agents are able to help you talk through so you can figure out exactly what it is that's going to, or when or where it is that's going to give you what it is that you're looking for out of your trip. We also make recommendations on where to stay, things to do in the area, stuff like that. So we do the research to try to figure out what's going to be the best accommodation for you. Travel agents then put together a quote that includes pricing for you, so you have an idea of what the cost is going to be before you commit to anything. Then a travel agent is able to deposit your trip for you, make payments for you, and give you support along the way, offering tips and tricks and guidance, things like that. So when you're planning with me specifically, I do have a specialty in accessible travel, which not a lot of travel agents have. So how can I specifically help you? Accessibility within the websites is a huge one. There is a lot of websites that travel suppliers use that are not screen reader accessible at all. They'll jump around, or sometimes the screen reader just will not even read at all, or it'll only read part of what's on the page. So for what I do for my clients is if there's ever anything that you are struggling with or having trouble with, for example, a cruise planner, if you've booked a cruise, booking the shore excursions, the cruise planner is not the most accessible thing in the world. So what I do with my clients is I'll schedule a phone call with them and we will log on and I will just read through all of the different options so that they know what is available to them. And then if they would like to get anything booked or purchased through there, I help them do that as well. And we go through and we put it in the cart and get it purchased so that everything is done and they do not have to worry about the screen reader portion of it, because it can be very, very difficult. I can also help with accessibility around the destinations and knowing the options available. So there are a lot of different accommodations at the different locations that you go. For example, Disney World, they have tactile maps. They also have braille maps and audio description. And I was talking to someone, we are currently at Disney World right now. And I was talking to someone in one of the queues just yesterday, and he had mentioned that he wished he had known that there was audio description, because he had come 2 months ago and they did not have it, or he did not use it, I should say. He did not use it. And when I told him about it yesterday, he was like, well, I'm going to go do that right now. And as soon as he got out of line, he said that's where he was headed, was straight to guest services to get the audio description device. So just knowing about the accessibility that's available to you in your destination can make a huge difference as well. I'm also a direct line of contact in case of issues or questions. You don't have to deal with waiting on the phone for a customer service agent if you have a question or concern. You can reach out to me. And if I don't have the answer, I will get the answer for you, even if that means I need to wait on the phone for 3 hours. That's my job, and I will do that so that you guys do not have to. Help streamline things for you. I'm extremely detailed oriented as well. And then agents also have a ton of boots on the ground experience. So we're able to give you some tips and tricks that you just don't know unless you've been there, or look at things for you that you may be curious to know about, or may help make you a decision about, and I can find the information. A really great example of that is I have clients who like to cruise, and I am going to be going on the Icon of the Seas, which is the Royal Caribbean ship, the new one that they launched in January. this family is extremely interested in cruising on it, but they're not sure how many accessible restrooms there are in the main part of the ship. Fully wheelchair accessible, single use, not just the listed as accessible and it's mobility accessible, but not wheelchair accessible. So I will be doing that research for them while I am on the ship so that I can tell them exactly where the restrooms are, how many there are, whether or not they truly would fit their wheelchair, because I know their dimensions and things like that. So I'm able to do that sort of research for my clients as well, that you only are able to do by having that boots on the ground experience. I do have a couple of guided experiences that I have been offering as well. So I have one to Alaska in September this year. Unfortunately, it is currently full. But then I also have a guided group cruise to the Caribbean in April of next year, if anyone would be interested in that. It's a round trip out of Port Canaveral and it's 5 nights. There is still space available. A guided cruise means I will be on the ship with you guys. So I'll be able to give you a ship orientation tour. We can do meetups around the ship and do activities together. We'll be able to have dinner every night together in the main dining room. And then if people would like to do any shore excursions or things like that, we would be able to do that as well, just based on the interests of the group. So I just wanted to go over as a final piece of information for you before I open it up to any questions that anyone may have. I just wanted to let you know what my specialties are. So specialties are areas where I have extra training and additional experience. I kind of know them like the back of my hand. I can book most anything. Like I've got clients who are going to England. They actually leave tomorrow. I've got clients going to Ireland over the summer. I just had clients go to Paris. So even if it's outside of my specialties, I can still help you with it. It just takes a little bit longer so that I can do my research. But I specialize in accessible travel, like I mentioned, Disney vacations, so anything like Disney World, Disneyland, Disney cruises, those sorts of things, Universal Orlando Resort, and then any cruise vacations. I am well-versed and trained in pretty much all of the cruise lines. There are a couple that I specifically won't work with for accessibility reasons, and I just never recommend that someone books onto them. But for most cruise vacations, I am able to assist as well. All right, does anyone have any questions for me? Would it be okay for me to share my contact information while we're waiting for any questions?
Sure. I believe the stream is hearing you and the Zoom is hearing
you. Okay. So my email for anyone interested in reaching out to me is Katie, K-A-T-I-E dot white, spelled just like the color, at MMV, so Mary Victor, agent.com. And my phone number, which is my cell, so you can text it as well or call, whichever you would like, is 317-694-4023.
We have questions here in the room at FCB, and you guys couldn't hear us.
No, we couldn't. No, so you need to make up answers when that happens.
Yes. Well, hang on. If I can, I would like to have the last person who asked this question re-ask his question, and then we'll go to Debbie.
Thank you. Could you speak about trip insurance?
Yeah. So I have a certain supplier for trip insurance that I recommend to everyone. It's called Arch Roam Right. I can absolutely assist with any trip insurance, like getting it booked or multi-trip things or anything like that. I can help with that. Absolutely. The reason I recommend Arch Roam Right so highly above all the others is their customer service is absolutely top notch. And when you are thinking about insurance and filing claims and things like that, that's when that customer service really comes in handy. They are, a little bit more expensive than their competitors, but by a little bit, I mean a little bit, like 4 or 5% difference. It's not like a huge chunk or anything, but it's totally worth it in the customer service, because if you need to use your insurance, their customer service is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I have had a client had to file a claim with them while traveling, and they had an instant answer on the phone call, had everything resolved within 10 minutes. Fantastic. Arch Rome Right is the insurance you want.
And I'm going to hand it over to Debbie now. Here we go.
Katie, I'm wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about the specialized services that you provide to people with disabilities. Obviously, we're mostly interested right now in blind people, but we're really interested in everybody. If we want to cruise on our own, which many of us have done, what sorts of services do you provide, both in preparation and while cruising?
Yeah, so when you are getting ready to cruise, I help fill out all of the paperwork and things that need to be done, make sure all that the guest service forms are filled out correctly. I touch base with the guest service team outside of just the forms to make sure that they know who is coming, what the reservation numbers are, exactly which ship it is, all of that. So I actually touch base with a real person, not just filling out the form. I also do my best to get menus and things ahead of time. The cruise lines are not always willing to do that, but most of the time they are. So I can get menus ahead of time and get them typed up so that you can have them in an accessible format. I take the deck plans as well, because a lot of the deck plans for all of the cruise lines, they're just images, so they don't read with a screen reader. So I take them and I type them up. I type them up. I make deck plans so that you guys have access to those as well. While you're actually cruising, there's not too terribly much that I can do from the ground unless it is a guided cruise where I'm on it with you. But while you are cruising, the guest services team is the main contact. And then once you get back, I always want to hear all of your feedback. One of my good clients that I've gotten to know over the last couple of years, I think she's at the convention with you guys, and she can attest. I love all of the feedback, good and bad, because your feedback is what makes the difference. And hearing from you and your experiences is how the cruise lines are able to, not only the cruise lines, but travel suppliers are able to improve and become more accessible. So hearing your experiences, I'm able to take that information after the cruise and escalate it further than just simply, you know, filling out like a survey that you can do. I can let my agency owner know. I can let my contact at the cruise lines know what needs to be fixed, what the issues were on your cruise, or what the good things were, what really worked well for you, and that sort of thing.
And oh wait, Marcia's got her hand up. I'm going to Marcia. And then after Marcia,
hi, Marcia.
I have a question. So hang on. I'm hustling.
I'm going to jump in here real quick. Barbara Brown, could you please make your way up to the front table, please? Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Katie. It's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
And I just want to say that I used Katie last year. There were 9 of us, 5 of us with guide dogs. We did run into some issues, and she was able to help us resolve some of those things or get that, you know, get us, you know, just a tour of the ship the day we got on it and things like that. We also lucked out and are continuing to have talks with Royal Caribbean about accessibility issues. And I will say one big thumbs up to them. As of January of this year, if you need for your apps, they will give you complimentary internet. You do have to request it in advance, but there's things that Katie has helped us with and also their accessibility manager. So I would definitely, you know, get those questions out there way before you leave on your trip, especially like live audio description and things like that. Thanks.
Which actually leads me to my question. This is Stacia. I'm just curious about this. When it comes to people who are blind, I know folks who need sign language interpreters are able to request them, and they're provided through the cruise lines. Tell us a little bit about the process for getting audio description on the cruise lines, whether it's someone they have on staff, do they request people to be brought on? How does that work?
Yeah, so they still definitely have room to improve in that area. They do have qualified readers, which are individuals who are able to read any signage, menus, things like that. They're able to read that to you. And then if you request it in advance, a lot of the cruise lines, now they all do things a little bit different, so just keep that in mind. But a lot of the cruise lines, especially now, they've made a lot of improvements over the last, I would say, about about a year or so. They've really been looking at their ADA processes. A lot of the travel suppliers have. Disney's got some big changes coming up too. They have started working with companies to bring live audio description onto the ship, where they will have someone who is sitting at the shows with devices, and it's giving live description of what is going on at the shows. Those you have to request at least, for some cruise lines, it's at least 90 days beforehand. For others, it's 60 days beforehand at this point. They're still kind of working on those. It's still fairly new to the cruise line industry, but they are definitely like making improvements and changes in those areas. Thanks to your guys' feedback. It's feedback from people like you that makes those big changes. So continuing to give all of the feedback and talk about all of the things is a huge, huge help to the travel industry.
Well, in that case, look for an email from stacia.boyd@cfadi.com. So,
okay.
Any other questions here in the room from anybody? No?
You have a couple on Zoom.
Thank you. I'm Alicia, and I just have a quick question about what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Cruise lines and audio description. Can you give us a hint as to what cruise lines are doing the best at that at this time?
At this time, it's actually Carnival. I am going to experience Royal Caribbean's in September, so I'll be able to better report back on that one. But right now, Carnival is the one who's hitting it out of the park with that one, in my opinion. There's good things and bad things about every cruise line, and it's really figuring out what is the most important to you. I mean, really, that's what it is. And talking with an agent can really help with that, because Carnival absolutely is knocking it out of the park with audio description and the availability of things that they have in their cabins. Like they have audio descriptions on their TVs and stuff now, which is amazing. But you also have to think about that Carnival is kind of known as the party line, and you want to make sure that you're being very careful on what cruises you are booking, or you're going to have a certain type of experience on Carnival. It's just six one way, half dozen another. There are things to think about and things to consider for every different cruise line and kind of what you want your experience to be. But I will say overall, in my experience this past, you know, 6 or 7 months since they've really started implementing these changes, Carnival has been fantastic.
Is there anyone online with a question? I'm sitting behind the computer keyboard right now, so I can see if anybody raises their hand online.
We do have a couple. 407 ending in 768. I see you're unmuted.
I wrote down the phone number, but I wanted to make sure I had it correct, and I did miss part of that email address of yours. So.
Sure.
Can you repeat the phone number again and give
Absolutely.
The email address?
Yes. My phone number is 317-694-4023.
Okay, good. I got that right then. Okay.
And then my email is Katie, it's Katie.White, spelled just like the color, at MMV Mary Victor agent.com.
That's the part I missed, was the agent. And I know I heard you one other time, and you were talking about your family at the beginning today. If I remember correctly, you are not visually impaired, correct? Or am I wrong?
I am not. No, my husband is, and both of my parents are, but I am not.
Right. Okay. Well, then you have a lot of familiarity with what we need then. So that's good to know.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. And I really enjoyed your presentation. I heard you one other
thank
time.
You.
And it's good to have you back again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, go ahead.
Any more final questions, either in the room or online?
Jim White, you may unmute.
Well, I want to know, can you please, if I give you my email, can you provide me with all the information and all the information you got on cruise line. Because I plan on taking a cruise in the future, and I'd like to know what you can do and what you cannot do that the cruise line can do at all.
You mean like what's permitted on each line and things like that? Like what you could bring on and things?
No. What can you do that the cruise line cannot do? Can you speed up the process?
So what I do is kind of help to bridge that gap. So the cruise lines are the ones who actually are providing the service of going on the cruise. And then what I do is act as a point of contact for you so that you don't have to wait on hold with the cruise lines. You don't have to fill out all of the forms that are needed for like accessibility or anything like that. You don't need to follow up with these different departments to make sure that they have the information that is needed. I do all of those things for you so that you do not have to do them. When you book directly with a cruise line, you absolutely can do all of the things that I do. You just have to do them on your own. The other thing to keep in mind is when you are booking travel for many suppliers, I won't say all, but many travel suppliers, they build the cost of an agent into their pricing. So when you're booking with them, you're essentially paying for a service that you're not receiving. And when you use an agent, it's completely free to you, and you're getting someone with that experience that's able to help you out and help guide you and help fill out all of the forms and make sure that all the paperwork is done and make sure that you've got all the tips and tricks and your itinerary put together and all of the knowledge and things that you need to be able to have a great trip.
Okay. So we are just about out of time. I don't think there's any more hands in the room.
No more hands that I can see.
Okay, and I'm assuming there's nothing on Zoom either, correct?
No hands raised on Zoom.
All right, very good. So at this point, Katie, thank you so very much for coming to us today and spending time with us. Wonderful presentation, very informative. And I'm definitely going to be calling you in the future to go somewhere. I don't know where yet, but I'll call you.
Well, I can help you figure it out. And so thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Let's do our brief business meeting. Right now, the minutes of the last year's convention meeting minutes were sent out. I'm hoping everybody did get them. So is there anybody here or on Zoom that did not get the meeting minutes from last year? Are you moving to approve? Okay, and who is that? Doug Hall? Okay, can I get a second? Okay. All in favor? Anyone opposed? Okay. Barbara, are you here? Are you prepared to give a brief pressures report? Or okay, all right, so we don't have a treasures report. I want to thank everybody in the room for coming. I also want to say if you want to pay your dues, you can come up front here because Barbara's now up front. And thank you, everyone, on Zoom and in ACB land and Katie. And thank you for a great presentation. Everyone have a great rest of your day.